This is John Batchelor, conversation with my good friend Bob Zimmerman. His book, Genesis, the story of Apollo 8, the first manned flight to another world, in December of 1968. However, going back to the catastrophe of 67, or Apollo 1, when three very brave astronauts, getting ready for their first flight, were burned to death inside the capsule, couldn't get out in time. Flash fire. The investigation goes forward, and it is a success in that NASA knew immediately it had become, as Bob describes, careless. Here's Bob Zimmerman to establish the thinking before the risk that we now know as Apollo 8, the very careful thinking that had not been done before. Bob Zimmerman, more of this later tonight.
For NASA itself, and this is why they got careless, this is what Borman said, we had been so successful before that we started to get lazy. We didn't look at what we were doing closely. You know, what do you call it? Hubris. It's a fault of human nature. You've got to constantly question yourself, especially when it comes to engineering. And they got careless. And it was a blow to them, but it was a positive blow because they did the thing you must do when you make a mistake. You admit error. You're open about admitting the error. You tell yourself and everyone what the error was, and then you fix it. And this is an honesty that this differentiates NASA then with today. There was no problem in NASA fixing this problem. There was no argument. NASA ran the investigation. They didn't need Congress to tell them you're not looking closely, as they did after the shuttle mission. They knew immediately they had to fix the problem themselves. It was a positive blow for NASA because it got them... It's one of the reasons when they decided to send Apollo 8 to the moon, they were very careful reviewing everything that needed to be done to make sure this mission would be safe.